and thought that when we were talking in the last segment, we kind of began talking about Damascus and that song Sha'am by Lina Chamignon, and then that song Latis El Niandini about religions.
Yeah.
And you had sort of your view about, you know, we've been hearing a lot on the news about how, you know, as you know, I'm a Christian Arab. Mm-hmm. And sort of the tense relations maybe in Syria specifically right now between Christians and Muslims and even within different sects within those religions. Do you have any comment on that? I mean, I'm not too sure how much I'm, you know, understanding of this, but...
Yes. I think it's not between Christian and Muslims now. I think it's between Sunnis and Alawite more, since Alawite are the minority and they are in the... They are the president is from the Alawite group, and Alawite are scared that the Sunnis will take over and maybe like slaughter them all.
Oh my gosh.
Maybe that's why.
Yeah.
Yeah, but one quick point. We played the Damascus of Omar Efendim, and then we played Sham for Lina Shamamian.
Right.
Sham means Damascus as well. People who study Arabic knows Damascus by Dimashq.
Right.
But Syrians, we say Sham.
Sham is just a synonym for Damascus.
Yes, Sham could mean Damascus, and it could mean Syria, Lebanon, Jordan, and Palestine.
Oh wow! So if used in that context, it actually refers to a sort of a historical area. Okay.
Yes, but I think in the song she meant Damascus, and she sing about Damascus and how much she love it, and she at some point there was a cool sentence I like. She mentioned that. You walk in Damascus and you can hear the church bells and you can hear the azan.
Yes, the azan, which is the sound of the minaret and
yes.
The call to prayer to
yes.
For
Muslims. Which is a very, very good song about
yeah.
religious and how religious actually play well together in Syria.
Yeah, it actually reminds me of a song by Tania Qassis that I used to play on this show that had sort of the, you know, the Muslim call to prayer along with the Ave Maria in Christian, mm-hmm. Christian hymns and how well they went together. So your thought is that there has always been sort of a coexistence in Syria or in Damascus between religions, as indicated in the Lina Chamignon song that you're talking about, which we played today?
No, before like the recent events, there was nothing going on about Syria. Me and my friends, one of my old friends, this story like 5 years old, one of my friends passed away from a horrible accident, and we went to where he is to like say the last goodbye, and we were all surprised that he was Christian. It was at a church, and Sam is not Muslim? Oh, okay.
Wow,
why not? And we
wow.
know the guy for 7 years, but we never ask him about religion.
Wow. So that's really, that's very poignant. That's very a very important point, because it's not only wasn't an issue, it just, you know, it actually surprised you in a friend, which means that he wasn't necessarily hiding it, I'm assuming.
No, he wasn't.
But it just wasn't an issue.
Yeah, it's not a topic to talk about. Religious is not, usually, it's not a topic to talk about in Syria.
Wow.
However, there is some stories, for marriage, so there's some stories. Then they ask about religion and stuff, but generally, not very.
Is like intermarriage allowed between Christians and Muslims? I mean, I get that question all the time. I don't know in Syria. I know in Lebanon, you know, a lot of people are having these civil marriages by going outside the country and getting married if they're from two different faiths and neither of them wants to convert, or usually it's the non-Muslim that converts.
Yeah, I mean, Muslim man can marry any religious woman.
Does she have to, though, convert to Islam?
No, she's not have to. It's her option. But it will be better if he tried, not to convince her by force, of course, to like explain to her and why and stuff like that.
Right.
But she don't have to. Some families actually, even though if it's okay, it's an okay religious to a Muslim man to marry a Christian woman, but still some families will not accept it. And a Muslim woman, which is sad, she can't marry any man unless if he's Muslim.
Oh, really?
Even though if he convert. Really? I know some stories.
Really? So basically, if she were to marry a non-Muslim man, he would have to convert to Islam for the
even
marriage.
If he convert.
Oh, really?
She can, because her family are too strict.
Well, yeah. So I think this is sort of a local issue, depending on countries and the laws that govern.
Yeah,
that
it's more cultural issue than that. It's a religious issue
or a legal issue.
Yeah.
Wow, fascinating insight you're giving us, Tarek, today, and thank you for being with us for the show. That was actually the song "La Tisalni An Dini," don't ask me about my religion, that kind of triggered this whole conversation, which we played in the last set. Before that, we had played Lina Chaminyan, the song "Sha'am," and we began that set with Omar Efendim and the song "Damascus," which is Dimashq from his album "Syrian Americana." We then segued to the last song that you heard before I started speaking with Tarek again, was "Baytik Bir" by Tamer Ashour. And where are we going next, Tarek? Do we know?
I think we're gonna play Kulna Sawa.
Oh, so yes, we're gonna go back to Kulna Sawa. Now, remind us once again, Tarek, about Kulna Sawa.
So Kulna Sawa is one of the first Syrian bands who integrate Western music with Eastern music, and they actually did very well. They become very famous, and they have 3 albums now. Nope. Each song is very good.
And the song you're going to play is what, about Ramallah?
It's about Ramallah.
And what does it ask? When are Ramallah?
Yes, it's like he's going to Ramallah and he's waiting for his lover to come back.
Oh.
It's very good beat. I'm pretty sure you will enjoy it.
All right. Well, I think maybe people want to get up and dance to this one, right?
Yes.
All right. Let's go to Nasawa and When are Ramallah. We'll be right back.
جناتها أي صديق بملاحة نسكن بيضة نعرف روحي من اللي جالوز هكي مهار أنا دايرة عشقي لي فتلي دوز هلا بغي يقولوا أنا وعرا نعرف روحي من اللي جالوز هكي مهار أنا دايرة عشقي لي فتلي دوز هلا بغي يقولوا أنا وعرا سي نورمال الغير على راشلي سي موندروان
هاي صبا هاي كيفك سبا من وين جبتها يا لبنان بعد نقصها تشاو بتصفي عطليان
هاي كيفك سبا
سبا
من وين جبتها يا لبنان بعد نقصها تشاو بتصفي عطليان
شو بتشكي كلمة مرحبا أو صباح الخير أجمل منا سعيدة يعني مسا الخير مدامك عم تاكل منقوشي شطري أكعدت بقولي يا ليل يا عين
يا ليل يا عين
يا ليل يا عين دخلني عالمصمودي
خلطوا شرقي وغربي مون ديو كل مارياج
واو سهرة كول كل شي بيخلص دوماج خلطوا شرقي وغربي
مون ديو كل مارياج
دلعونا زعلاني مش عم تعرف حالك اشتقت عبو الزلف تتغني موالة مدام هالعود بإيدك تقلي وكنسل مواعيدك يا ليل يا عين يا ليل يا عين دوبني بتقاسيمة يحكي فرنساوي ويتمخطر بباريس ما بعلمي لبناني الهوي والأرز شلوشة قوي يا ليل يا عين
يا ليل يا عين
يا ليل يا عين لبناني مية المية اكتب عن أملك عن ألمك
خبر عن أهلك عن شعبك عبر عن فرحك بالعربي عبر عن حزنك بالعربي غني عن حبك بالعربي صرخ عن غضبك بالعربي اشكي عن تعبك عن ضجرك
اكتب عن أملك عن ألمك
خبر عن أهلك عن شعبك عبر عن وطنك بالعربي عبر عن
Sher Bel Rouhana, and the song is Hai Kifak Sava, and of course that is the title of my show as well. Was it inspired by his song? Well, I will never tell. And of course the song was about using Arabic more than French or English in Lebanon, but that is not unfortunately the case, where people in Lebanon say Hai Kifak Sava every day, thus combining French and English with the beautiful Arabic language. I have with me in the studio today our wonderful guest, Tariq Saman, who's going to be in a little while dedicating a song and speaking about it as his last song of the day. I'll be back with him in the studio in a few minutes, but in the meantime, Feed the Children believes that no child should go to bed hungry, yet there are many children here in the U.S. that do precisely that. You can help Feed the Children make an important difference in the lives of families for whom hunger and need are daily realities. To provide food, books, and other supplies to children across the country, go to www.feedthechildren.org or call 1-800-627-4556. The show is Hai Kifak Sava, and I wanted to remind everybody that at 6 o'clock following my show, you should stay tuned to Trent K and her show, Ehili Aku Ahoy Mai. Trent K will be with you from 6 p.m. until 7 p.m. today, and I hope that you will be able to stay tuned for her show as well. My guest, Tariq Saman, what a wonderful, wonderful guest you have been, bringing with you a wealth of wonderful music from Syria. And promising to come back, Tareh, inshallah.
Yes, inshallah, of course.
And you wanted to say a couple of things, Tareh, that I
about
kind of,
the next and last song. It's called Kazab. It's by Ithar Shama again, Risha Razak. It's Kazab. She say the song is about liars, men liars, and they lie all the time on women's. But I'm gonna dedicate it to the official Syrian media.
Oh wow! Are you planning to go back to Syria? I don't know.
I don't think in the current situation. No, I wish though. So the song is dedicated to the official Syrian media. They're being a lot of lies and. On them and a lot of like funny, ridiculous stories.
So I think we should explain, Tareh, that the title of the song you're dedicating to whoever you're choosing to dedicate it to, see, I'm being diplomatic, is actually liar, right? The word kazab means liar. And you seem to really love this group, Ithar Shama.
Yep.
Because this is what the third song we're playing by them. So second song, sorry. Yep. And then we did play songs by Kilna Sawa as well. So if somebody were to ever ask you what is Tareh best two groups, we now know what they are, right? Right?
Yes.
Okay. And I did want to thank you so much for coming to the studio today, Tareh, and being such a wonderful, wonderful young man and cheering us up and speaking to us about, you know, from the point of view of somebody who has lived in Syria, who's now, you know, living in the United States, and somebody who's so prolific. I really appreciated your points of view. And also, we look forward to a better tomorrow. I'm sure we share that no matter where we are on the political spectrum, is to look forward to a day where there will be more freedom of expression and less killings, as you said, in terms of these demonstrations. May they remain peaceful, but who knows what is going to happen.
No, thank you very much, Ramzi. You are an awesome host. I love the show. Very good music, and I wish all the best for you. Last word, thanks for all the friends and family, and especially my family in Syria who stood up and listening to me right now. Shukran kalayatkon bhabkon kalugon. Thanks for Ramzi again, and you guys enjoyed this last song.
Great, and I guess, you know, we don't want to dedicate it to anybody because the song is called Liar, so
yes.
You know, we're just dedicated to the media, I guess, like you said, the Syrian media.
Yes.
But I'll
and,
just
and
say
and all the media in general. Right,
but it's probably a good song anyway to listen to. But this song goes out to nobody specific. Okay. Shukran Tareh for being with me. He's going to head out to what? You're going to go play ball or what? What are you doing today?
Soccer,
of course. Even after the shoulder's injury, you're going to play soccer.
Of course.
All right, well, I told you. Masochist. Okay, Habibi, shukran for being with me here today.
Okay.
We'll play that song, and I'll stay with you until 6 o'clock without Tareh, so I'll be a little bit lonely, Tareh, but I guess I'll survive.
You will survive.
All right, shukran, Habibi. Allah, ma'a salami.
Ma'a salami.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Here it is, Kazab.
15 au step.
That was Natasha Atlas, and from her album Munqaliba, In a State of Reversal, we heard a song called La Nuit est sur la ville, that's French for Night is Upon the City. Before that, the reggae, was it Arabic or was it reggae or was it both? The group Salalem and a song called El Zol, taken from the album Jiran. And then we started off the set with a song named Kazab by the group Itar Shema. That song was dedicated from, my guest today, Tariq Saman, to what he touted as the Syrian media. The song, of course, was called Liar, and in Arabic, Kazab, from the group Itar Shama, that began our set for the last part of our show today on High Kifak Sava with your DJ, Ramzi. I'm with you every Thursday from 4 to 6 p.m. I'm glad that you were able to join me today, and hope you enjoyed the selections that not only I brought to the show today, but also those of my special guest, Tariq Saman. My apologies for perhaps not living up to the normal theme where we're mixing music in French, English, and Arabic, but certainly with all the developments going on in that part of the world, I thought it was pretty interesting to bring in some music from Syria and from a Syrian native who lived there up until a couple of years ago and could provide us with a pretty good perspective according to the young people's point of view in Syria and abroad. The Nature Conservancy is the leading conservation organization working around the globe to protect ecologically important lands and water for nature and people. Since 1951, the Nature Conservancy has protected more than 119 million acres of land and 5,000 miles of rivers, and currently runs more than 100 marine conservation projects worldwide. To learn more or to donate, visit www.nature.org. That's www.nature.org. So as my show sort of winds up to the last 5 minutes for the day, I did want to remind everybody to stay tuned for the show that follows mine, and that would be with the amazing Trent K. Trent K. and her show, Ehili Aku Ahoy Mai, comes to you from 6 p.m. until 7 p.m. every Thursday following my show. So I hope you'll stay tuned for that. An amazing show indeed. I always say that she keeps me company after I leave the studio to go home by tuning into the radio show on the 90.1 FM dial for KZSU 90.1 FM. We've been streaming live and will be streaming live through kzsulive.stanford.edu. So wherever you are in the world or local, I hope you've been enjoying the selection of songs and music that I've brought to you today. I'm going to end with one track that I think needs a little bit of an explanation because it's one of the heaviest and perhaps most... How am I going to explain this? Not depressing, but sort of emotionally disturbing song that I've ever heard in Arabic music. Just because it has a sort of a very frank portrayal of a woman and a man who are in this relationship. And where the woman is telling the man that she knows he's cheating on her, and then there's a lot of infidelity going on in that relationship. And why is that so special? Well, because the song is by Tanya Saleh, a Lebanese singer who released it on her album called Wehde. The album Wehde, Unity, has a lot of gems that I've been playing over the past few weeks and here on KZSU. But also, this song itself is sort of dealing with the topic of infidelity in such a haunting and jarring way. Certainly, I would think it would be considered controversial in many parts of the Arab world. But either way, I'm very glad to be sort of premiering this song on today's show. It is called Shu, which translated means what. And it is on Tanya Saleh's album Wehde. And the song Shu is sort of like she said, or Tanya Saleh in singing is talking about, do you love me or what? Do you love when you're with me? Do you think you're with her? And then the other way around. So is it the man cheating on the woman or the woman cheating on the man? Anyway, very complicated. But either way, if you just hear the vocals and hear the way she does this, I think you'll understand why this song seems so poignant and so memorable. Stay tuned for Trend K right after my show here. I'm ending with Tania Saleh and Shu. Thank you for being with me on Haiki Faksava from KZSU 94.1 FM. I'll see you next week for the show and for a nice trilingual greeting.
So bitter, so.